that quickly before we pray, what I want to tell us tonight, we'll be praying for our families, but I want to show us quickly that there is something in God that has to do with family deliverance. That is not just for you alone. God is not just interested in you, he's interested in your family. Even some of them that don't know him. Are you following me? They might not even be Christians. They might not even understand anything about God, but God is interested in them. Just because of you. And that is why you will see in the scripture, the Bible teaches us about the doctrine of God saving and saving a household. Not just you. And I believe tonight as we'll pray for our families, whatever, if there's one, the ones that are not saved, which is the most important thing, they don't know the Lord, is the first prayer you pray for them. That God will bring them to the foot of the cross, that they will know him, that they will be saved from their sin. Are you following me? Then after that, we'll pray for them. If they are sick, if they are unemployed, if they are weak, if whatever their issues are, we'll lift them before the Lord. Because God cares about our families. Now let's look at some scriptures so it makes some sense. In Acts 16, hallelujah, Acts 16 verse 15. This was when Paul and Silas went ministering, and they went to a place, Thyatira, and a lady there called Lydia was saved. Okay? And the Bible says in verse 15, and when she was baptized, and her household, that's what I just want you to see. She and what? Her household. Not just her alone. Okay? And when she was baptized, and her household. Okay? Now look at the same Acts 16, and let's look at verse number 24. Not 24. Let's look at number 30. 30. 30 to 34 we'll read. Okay? It says, and when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his what? House. Are you following me? So it wasn't just him that was saved. We're talking about the jailer now. You know, Acts 16, when they were released from prison. Okay? It says, with all his house. Okay? Now, verse number, what did I stop now? Is that 35 I read now? 31. Okay, verse 32. And he spake unto him, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. Are you seeing that? And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straight away. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his what? House. You see again that it wasn't him alone. Himself and the house. Himself and his family. Himself and his family. Now look at Acts chapter 10. Now this is Cornelius. Okay, when Cornelius heard that Peter was coming, verse 24, Acts 10, he says, and the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had gathered together his kinsmen and near friends. In other words, it wasn't just his family, now even his close friends. Okay? He gathered every one of them. Look at verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. How many of them did the Holy Ghost fall on? All. Was it just Cornelius? Now remember, it was Cornelius that had a vision. It was Cornelius that the Bible says, Cornelius had a vision and God wanted to save Cornelius. Okay? And God said to Cornelius, go and send for Peter to speak the word of life to you. And Peter came, and the Bible said, before Peter came, Cornelius gathered not just his family, even his close friends. And he brought them all to hear the word of God. And while they were hearing the word of God, the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell on all them. It didn't say it fell on Cornelius, no. Everyone. Why? Because God is interested in your whole family being saved. He's interested. If you have someone right now who doesn't know the Lord, God will save them. In your family, maybe they are running helter scatter, maybe they are on drugs somewhere, maybe they are walking the street, maybe they don't know God, maybe things are not working for them. I say to you, God will save them, as we'll intercede for them, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, look at this in Joshua chapter 2. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 2 is a very interesting story, and it speaks about the lady called Rahab. Hallelujah. When Joshua sent spies and she saved the spies. Look at verse 12. It says, this was what she was saying to them after she had saved the spies. Say, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. Verse 13. And that ye will save alive, look at this, you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren, that's my brothers, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our families from death. And the man answered her, our life for your life, if ye ought not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us this land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Now, turn to chapter 6. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 23. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire. And all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessel of brass and iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Now, what I want you to see here was that when she saved the spies, she said to them, deal kindly with us. When you come and take this city, please, I need you to save my father. So it means you can pray for your father tonight. My mother, it means you can pray for your mother tonight if you have one. My brothers, my sisters, and everything that belongs to us. In other words, this year, whatever disaster that will happen will not come to your home. You will not hear bad news from your mother, from your father, from your brothers, from your sister, and one thing is happening somewhere. No, 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 no. Why? Because you are bringing them in. You are saving them. Hallelujah. And how do we do that? You are saving them. That's what we are doing. And that's our major prayer tonight. Father, we are seeking you on behalf of our family this year. That no disaster, no evil reports, no untimely death, no kind of trouble or whatsoever. The ones that are sick, heal them. The ones that don't know you, bring them to the foot of the cross. Let them know you. Bring them to salvation. Save them, because that's what she said. I want you to, and you know what? When she said that, the men responded, said, this is what we will do. We will save them. And we just saw in chapter 6 that they brought them out. None of them. The whole of Jericho was destroyed, but Rahab's family was left alive. Why? She interceded for them. So tonight we'll intercede for our family, and God will save them in the name of Jesus. How do we do that? We do that by fighting for them in prayers, by coming to God and interceding and say, Father, deliver our family from destruction. When there is disaster in the land, it will not come near. When there is plague, where there is flu, where there is this, our family will be preserved. Whatever kind of trouble, from poverty, from lack, from debt, they will be preserved. In the name of Jesus. Now quickly, look at Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 4. God is interested in our families. You know, sometimes, you know, if you don't understand this, what the devil does, if he can't touch you, go after your family. And that is why you must bring everybody under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. He says, and I looked, this was Nehemiah telling people, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. You know what he's saying? Don't be afraid, but just be ready to fight. Hallelujah. Who do you fight for? Your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your houses, your property, everything that belongs to you. In other words, you are saying to the devil, you will not take any one of mine. You won't touch my children. You won't touch my family. You will no disaster. The Bible says 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. So in other words, you will be declaring and say, it doesn't matter what they say is happening in the world. None of my family will die in a plane crash. When there is sudden disaster, it will not come. You know, the Bible says you will not be afraid of bad news. So bad news will not come to you. When people are saying, oh, there's a plane crash, you know it doesn't have anything to do with you. Because God has preserved yours. When they say, oh, there is a new plague coming, there is a new flu, they don't know, it doesn't have cure, this one is deadly. You know it doesn't, you are not bothered. Why? You are under the covering of the blood. It says fight. And in 2013, you will be saved and your household. In the name of Jesus. There will not be one that will fall. There will not be a cause for concern. In the name of Jesus. No evil report from any quarter. In the name of Jesus. How do we do it? We'll fight for them. That's what we do. We fight for them. And how do we fight? It's not physical. We don't carry arms, but we'll fight. The Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have spiritual weapons. And what do we do with them? We pray. Now look at Ezra 8. Read this before. Verse 21. Then I proclaim a fast day at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Now, when he talks about substance there, it means that your car will not have an accident. Because your car is your belonging, belongs to your substance. Your house will not get into fire. No disaster. Why? You have prayed for it. That's how we do it. That's what the Bible is saying. It says, I proclaim a fast, just like we're doing this season, that we've proclaimed fast. And we're all praying and we're fasting and waiting upon God. He said that we afflict ourselves before God, that he would show us the right way, give us the right direction, and make prayers for our families, for our loved ones, for our children, for our young ones, for our substance. That means that you will not lose even your mobile phone. Oh, it might be very little, but it's still your substance. It means that nothing will be stolen from you. That's what it means. Everything that is your substance is preserved. Why? Because you are taking the warfare to the camp of the enemy. You are protecting what is yours. You are putting a boundary and say, Satan, you don't cross this line. This is mine. This is mine. You know, Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Another version said, whatever you allow will be allowed. In other words, if you allow it, if you don't intercede, devil will mess up with you. He will take advantage of you. He always does that. He will seize it. He will want to put you into confusion. But no, you don't allow it. The Bible says if you disallow it, it will be disallowed. So tonight we are saying enough, not just for us, because we are secured already. You don't have to worry about yourself. Hallelujah. If you are here tonight, you are secured. Don't worry about yourself. God is already at work in you. Hallelujah. But he's saying he also wants to preserve your family, your loved ones, the ones that are even in other countries. They are not here. But God will preserve them. God will keep them in safety. There might be disaster where they are, but it won't affect them. Why? Because there is a covering of the blood of Jesus over them. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So we're going to pray, and I need you to really pray for them. Take intercession seriously tonight on behalf of your family. Take it very seriously, because your prayers will preserve them. Your prayer will preserve them. Have faith in your prayer. Do not allow things just happen. Let your prayer make it happen right. Hallelujah. What you are saying tonight, you are saying, Father, I thank you because I'm saved. Thank you because I'm preserved. But tonight I come on behalf of my family. No disaster. No evil report. No death. No, the Bible says no destruction within your walls. No more violence. No more evil. We'll stop it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody say amen. Can we rise up on our feet and we'll use the next few minutes to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because you love us. Thank you because you're a good God. Thank you because you care for us. Thank you, Lord. 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 Why don't you say with me, Father? Lift your right hand up and say with me, Father, I thank you for your word. It will not fail. Thank you because grace is made available now. And Lord, I act upon this grace on behalf of my family, my loved ones, everyone connected with me, today I intercede on their behalf that they will be saved. Those that don't know you, bring them to your knowledge. Let them be saved. In the name of Jesus, those that are sick, bring healing on their body. In the name of Jesus, preserve them from disaster. In the name of Jesus, I say I wouldn't hear any evil report. In the name of Jesus, only good news will I hear from my family, from my loved ones this year. In the name of Jesus, I put my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, my children, my cousins, my aunties, my uncles, everyone named with me, even my friends, I put them under the covering of the blood of Jesus. No untimely death, no sudden death. In the name of Jesus, I declare the peace of God over their life this year and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now, in your own words, I want you to begin to pray for your family. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, just pray in tongues. Pray in the Spirit over them. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the Spirit. You can name them. You can call them by name. You can call them by name as you pray for them. Because God is interested in preserving them. And even tonight, He will preserve them. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every family represented here tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we declare safety. Safety and security. Safety and security. Safety and security over our families, over our loved ones. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that none will die suddenly. No sudden deaths. In the name of Jesus. No untimely deaths. In the name of Jesus, we come against sudden disaster. In the name of Jesus, we come against evil news from far countries. In the name of Jesus, we come against evil report. We declare that they are saved. Even tonight, Lord, we pray for those, oh God, that don't know you. Those that are not saved in our families. Father, we'll bring them to the foot of the cross. We pray for our brothers. We pray for our sisters. We pray, oh God, for our mothers, for our fathers, for our loved ones, Lord. Lord, that they will know you, that they will be saved. Oh, palatia talakatatatata. Mendobro suplandaradakia kotoloblondes. Librantali grasso koteila. Libranto rokote siplandaradabalasita. Libranto hosekila gadada. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our family. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family. Lord, we declare safety, oh God. Safety, Lord. None shall die. None shall die. No evil shall befall them. Leke supahata ikatata. Landele branto zublanda ilakusa latata. Leke teligrata iladadadada. Safety for our family. Safety for our family. In the name of Jesus, speak safety. Declare safety in the name of Jesus. As you say it from your mouth, the Lord will confirm it. As you ask the Lord, He will answer your prayer. The Bible says we entreated the Lord as we afflicted ourselves for our loved ones, for our substance, for everything that belongs to us. Ah, Lord, tonight, we pray for everyone, oh God, everyone, Lord, that is represented here. We pray for their family tonight. We release the angels of God, Lord, to watch over their family. Bring them from disaster. Lord, if there be anyone that is a consign right now, we ask God that you rescue them. If there is anyone, oh God, that is out there, that is not saved, Lord, that is bound by the enemy, tonight we'll pray for their deliverance. Tonight we'll pray for their freedom. Tonight we'll pray for their salvation. Tonight we'll pray that the power of God will come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we'll pray over our families. We speak the blood over them. And the palo suplanda la taila kusa. Libranta ligrato sote ligratata. Mandele branda si plodozukatata. Le polo toli branda si katata. Le brontozi. I declare you will be saved and your household in the name of the Lord Jesus. And there is salvation for your house. There is salvation for your family. There is salvation for your loved one. They will not die before their time. In the name of Jesus, they will not be involved in disaster. In the name of Jesus, they will not be involved in plane crash. They will not be involved in any form of trouble. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord will be peace around them. For the Lord will be safety around them. For the Lord will be their security. In the name of Jesus, masupla taika talagada dada, lebranta ikreto zublande lebladosa, lebranto supla talakateyata. Somebody intercede for your family. Intercede for your family. Pray for them tonight. Pray for them tonight. Pray for them tonight. Pray for them tonight. Name them before the Lord. If it is your mother, name her before the Lord. If it is your father, name him before the Lord. If it has to do with your brother, bring him before the Lord. Is your sister, bring her before the Lord. If it's your children, bring them before the Lord. And say, Lord, this is my concern. You said I will be saved and my household. Lord, I pray tonight that my household will be saved. In the name of Jesus. Allah posupla talagrata la da 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 bosa. Ande bratali gratatas. Zele bratila kalabalata yata. Zila balata ile go suplatatas. Libronto zublanda rakatatatatas. Libranda zila balata ila kura katatata. Ila bo sublende ligrata ligrata la katatas. Libronto zublande le kiakos. Librata ligrata la palata la tatatata. Libranta ligrata la baladia. They must be saved, they must be saved, they must be saved. Masule keti palata lata. Lebranda ziglante lebranto zublada da 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 da. Ibranto zublanda ratatata baladiata. Lebranto sublande legledesa. Lebranda rakatianta ikleto sublanda da da da. Libro soti la katata. Dekita hatiando subladas. Lebranda siplata lagadadas. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you look at me for one moment? I just need us to pray this. I feel that in my spirit tonight. We're going to pray against ancestral curses in families. We're going to pray against it. What I mean by that, there are some demonic things that happen in families that is peculiar to a family. Medical people will call it, they will say it's genetic. But it's not, we don't call it genetic in spirit world. We call it ancestral spirit. Hallelujah. Now, if there is any form of ancestral thing in your family that is in operation, tonight we want to silence them. We want to bring it to an end. In the name of Jesus. They might not be working in your life because you are saved, but they might be working in the life of your brothers or your sisters or those that, you know, it might be different kinds of ancestral thing. It might be a peculiar sickness that is peculiar to the family. Or it might be a situation where there is death, they die young. Whatever it is, there might be something, you know your family better. Anything that you've seen as a recurrent thing in your family, not just one person, but it seems like maybe all the men have a particular problem. All the women have a particular problem. One kind of thing, it just follows the family. It happened to the grandmother, it happened to the mother, it happened to the children, and it's just going. It's called an ancestral curse. And tonight we want to pray against it. We want to declare that it's not going to function anymore. Not in your family anymore. We want to put an end to it. It might be that the family, nobody does well. It might be that they experience disaster. Tonight we want to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every form of ancestral curse, we come against it. By reason of the blood, we command it to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let it come to an end on behalf of my family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me read a scripture for you. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 13, he said, there is a sore evil, he calls it evil, which I have seen under the sun. Namely, riches kept for the owner thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail. And he begetted a son, and there is nothing in his hand. He says, there is an evil I have seen. He calls it evil, it's not good. When he says evil, it means it's bad. He said this evil happens where there's supposed to be riches in a family. A man is supposed to experience wealth and experience riches in his family. Riches can be anything, finance, peace, health, whatever. He says, but through an evil travail, something happens in the family, and by the time he has children, he has nothing left. Are you following me? Now, it's not the children's fault, but an evil travail that happened. So we're going to pray tonight that you're going to say, Father, whatever evil travail that has happened in my family today comes to an end. And let the goodness of God, the riches of God that is in the family, let it surface. Let it come alive. Let it come back to life in the name of Jesus. You know, there are some people whose parents were very wealthy, but by the time they were growing up, everything had gone. Why? The Bible calls it an evil travail. It's not by chance. It's evil. And you must understand that and deal with it in prayers. Hallelujah. So that the glory will return. Somebody, your family glory will return. The glory of your family will return. Tonight it will return. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say with me, Father, thank you for the glory that you placed over my family. I stand tonight as your child to declare that that glory is returned. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral curse that has operated in the family in any form, tonight I declare by faith it comes to an end. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare the end of ancestral curse. In the name of Jesus, declare an end to barrenness, an end to singleness, an end to poverty, an end to sickness and disease, an end to fear, an end to disappointment. Whatever it is, tonight, whatever way it surfaces itself, tonight, an end to stagnation, an end to strife, an end to evil travail, an end to evil travail over your family. Tonight, let evil travail come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Speak forth the word of faith and declare in the name of Jesus, it comes to an end tonight. In the name of Jesus, by the spirit of faith, we come against evil travail. We come against evil travail. We come against evil travail. We put an end to evil travail. In the name of Jesus, we come against evil travail in our families. We come against evil travail in our families. We come against ancestral curses in the form of barrenness, in the form of singleness, in the form of poverty, in the form of retrogression, in the form of untimely death, in the form of divorce. Whatever it is, tonight we come against it in the name of Jesus. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. We put an end to it. 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 Boseke la puta li grata tatata. Zendi grata ika tatata. Le grasita yata lakatata. Le kesuta. Somebody intercede for your family. Somebody pray for your family. That thing should not recall. It shouldn't recall. It shouldn't recall. It shouldn't happen again. It shouldn't happen again. It shouldn't happen again in your family. No more, no more. No more disaster. No more evil travail. No more disappointments. No more untimely death. No more family trouble. It comes to an end tonight. It comes to an end tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare the deliverance of your family. We declare the deliverance of your family. We declare the deliverance of your family. I release my family from every curse. In the name of Jesus, I release my family from every curse. We destroy ancestral altars. We destroy ancestral altars. We destroy ancestral altars. In the name of Jesus. Malatula paladadadabasata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare over you, just lift your hands to the Lord. I declare over you and over your family tonight, And every evil travail comes to an end. In the name of Jesus. Evil travail ceases tonight. In the name of Jesus. I speak forth that your family is delivered. In the name of Jesus. You are saved and your household. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy from your life. We rebuke him from your family. We rebuke him from your loved ones. We rebuke him from your substance. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare that the glory of your family is restored. The glory of your family is restored. The wealth of your family is restored. The riches of your family is restored. The light of your family is restored. The greatness of your family is restored. The strength of your family is restored. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, breakthrough begins in your family now. In the name of Jesus. No more stagnation. In the name of Jesus. No more barrenness. In the name of Jesus. No more singleness. In the name of Jesus. No more sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God dwells in your family. In the name of Jesus. Let the people of God shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Please take your seat quickly. We'll take the communion. Hallelujah. Just before we take the communion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, your family is experiencing deliverance already. Amen. Hallelujah. You will hear the news. You will hear the news. It's a good news of the hand of the Lord that has visited your family. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to take the communion. The communion stands for the body and the blood of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that in the blood we have safety. We have security. Tonight when you go home, your prayer will be in continuation for your family. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 6, what we read earlier on, just before we start distribution. I read verse 23 to 25 and just show you something there. He said, and the young men that were spies went in and brought out... that's not where I want to read. Chapter 2. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 18. Hallelujah. He says, behold, this is what they said. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us stand by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the door of the house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head if any hand be upon them. Now, this was what the men gave Rahab as a token. They said, you tie a scarlet thread, a scarlet rope, okay, by your window. A scarlet, the reason why it's a scarlet, scarlet stands for red. The reason why it's a scarlet was because it was representing the blood of the Lamb. And the blood of Jesus represents, okay, the scarlet thread represents the blood of Jesus. Now, they said to him, it says, as you do that, bring all your family into the house where the blood is. Okay? Just the same way he said to in Exodus, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He says, disaster will not come upon them because they have the blood. Are you following me? So tonight, as we take the communion, we'll take it on behalf of our family, declaring that every one of them is under the covering of the blood. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickly, let's distribute it. Let's distribute quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Are we ready? Praise God. Right. Let's rise up on our feet and we'll take the communion. 1 Corinthians 12, it says, For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Father, once again tonight, we do this in remembrance of you. And we give you thanks for your body that was broken for us. And Lord, we thank you because of this body that was broken for us. We declare that we are saved and our household is saved. Our substance are preserved. Everything that pertains to us, oh God, stays in safety. There is peace within our walls. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You may eat of the body. Verse 25. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the death on the cross. Thank you for the blood that was shed for us. Thank you because your word declares, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the angel of death will not come in. And Lord, tonight, by the blood of Jesus, we declare, Lord, that every member of our family, Lord, they are preserved. We put them under the covering of the blood of Jesus. As we take it tonight, we take it on their behalf. That they will be saved, O God. Lord, those that don't know you, they will be brought to salvation. Lord God, those that are sick, they will be healed. Those that are oppressed will be delivered. Those that need your help right now, you will give them help. In the name of Jesus, by this blood we declare, there will not be any sudden death. There will not be any form of untimely death. There will not be sudden disaster. In the name of Jesus, by this blood we declare that throughout this year we will live in peace. We will live in peace. We will live in peace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's drink of it. Hallelujah. Let's give God thanks. Hallelujah. Let's just thank God together. Thank God together. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him for deliverance for your family. Thank him. Just thank him. Oh, we praise your name, Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's sing that to him.
Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Come on, shout it like you know that your family
hallelujah.
Has been preserved
tonight. Everybody shout hallelujah. 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 Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, clap
hallelujah.
Your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it again.
Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, everybody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Somebody sing it to the Lord. Sing
everybody
it to the Lord.
Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Oh, everybody shout hallelujah. 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 Oh, everybody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, everybody shout hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now quickly, let's take our faith confession before we close. Can you lift your right hand and just hold me, Heavenly Father? I thank you for this year, 2013. I confess that you have been faithful and I've seen your goodness in my life. Lord, this year, I consecrate and dedicate myself to you and to your service. According to 1 Peter 4:2, I chose to live for your glory and no longer for myself. I give you first place in my life. I promise to give myself to your service of the kingdom in prayer, in fasting, in purity, in the study of your word, in evangelism, in ministering to the needs of your people. With my time, my resources, my talent, Father, according to your word, in Psalm 37, verse 4, and in Matthew 6, 33, I delight myself in you, and you will give me the desires of my heart. I believe, as I give you first place in my life, you will perfect all that concerns me in my finances, in my health, in my family, in my career, my relationships, my children. Lord, I know you're already at work in me, but to will and to do of your pleasure. I do not do this by my human strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I am excited, I'm confident that I will experience your goodness throughout this year in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 2013, I am living for the glory of the Lord. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Let's share the grace together. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Why don't you go around, greet 7 people and tell them, my family is secured. God bless you. See you tomorrow.